KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies today. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. A high around 62. So far, we picked up 55 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. Messina reports 8 one-hundredths of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping state news, police in Des Moines say two officers who were killed in ambush-style attacks were both shot while they were sitting in their patrol cars. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic said today authorities are developing suspect information, but there was nothing that they were ready to share just yet with the public. Parizic was emotional during a news conference. He says there is clearly danger right now for police officers in the area because the officers were gunned down while sitting in their cars doing nothing wrong. He said the department has doubled up its officers to better protect them. The first officer from Urbandale was shot around 1:06 a.m. About 20 minutes later, a Des Moines officer was found shot 2 miles away. Early reports indicated the suspect was a white male in a dark-colored Ford F-150 pickup truck. Classes for the Urbandale School District have been canceled for today out of respect for the family for the Urbandale officer. And Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds' communications director issued a statement this morning on behalf of the governor and lieutenant governor that said, in part, "Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the police officers who were tragically killed in the line of duty, as well as the officers who continue to put themselves in harm's way." And they call on Iowans to support law enforcement officials in bringing the suspect to justice. Police in Red Oak report the arrest on a drug charge Tuesday night of 32-year-old Bonnie Jean Jones of Red Oak. Jones was taken into custody just before 11 p.m. at the intersection of North 8th and East Oak Streets for possession of drug paraphernalia. Jones was being held in Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday reports numerous drug-related arrests occurred over the past week. On Monday at around 12:25 a.m., Cass County deputies conducted a traffic stop at Olive and 9th Streets in Atlantic. A passenger in the vehicle, 30-year-old Melanie Lynn White of Council Bluffs, was arrested on Cass and Pottawatomie County warrants for probation violation. During the stop, a sheriff's office canine alerted to the odor of narcotics in the vehicle, and a search was conducted. Evidence found during the stop, as well as information from the Council Bluffs Police Department, led officers to a residence in Atlantic, where Atlantic Police Department located a vehicle stolen from Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's office deputies then obtained a search warrant for the residence. Cass County deputies and Atlantic police officers conducted the search and resulted in the discovery of more narcotics. Melanie White and 26-year-old Leah Jean Wiersma of Atlantic were charged with felony possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, felony possession with the intent to deliver controlled substances, 3 counts of possession of controlled substances, possession of marijuana, drug tax stamp violation, prohibited acts, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail, where White was being held on $65,000 bond, and Wiersma's bond was set at $36,000. Last Saturday, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested a 53-year-old Milton Milligan, Jr. of Atlantic on 2 Sheriff's Office felony warrants for delivery of meth and possession of meth, third or subsequent offense. Milligan was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Tuesday on $55,000 bond. Last Thursday, Cass County deputies arrested 61-year-old Ricky Lee Roby of Atlantic on a Sheriff's Office felony warrant for possession with intent to deliver meth and additional new charges of possession of meth, second offense, prohibited acts, unlawful possession of prescription drug, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Roby was being held in the Cass County Jail on $55,300 bond. Also arrested last Thursday was 69-year-old Arma Ray Fouts of Atlantic, who was taken into custody on a warrant for prohibited acts and possession of methamphetamine first offense. Fouts was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $3,000 bond. And on October 26th, Cass County deputies arrested 32-year-old Nathan Patrick Kinsey of Atlantic on 2 Sheriff's Office felony warrants for possession with the intent to deliver oxycodone and possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Kinsey was being held in the Cass County Jail on $50,000 bond. A head-on collision Monday evening in Shelby County resulted in both drivers being sent to Murtu Memorial Hospital. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that crash had happened around 7 p.m. Monday in the 400 block of Highway 59. 64-year-old Clella Hagedorn of Defiance was attempting to pass a vehicle in front of her as she was traveling north on Highway 59 in a Subaru Forester. At the same time, 25-year-old Sarah Connery of Harlan was traveling southbound in a Ford Taurus. Both drivers had swerved to avoid a collision, but their vehicles still hit head-on. Medevac ambulance and Avoca Fire and Rescue transported the women to the hospital. Crews with the Harlan Fire Department assisted at the scene. In the funeral announcements, Marvin L. Jensen, age 90, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Marvin Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Carletta Casey, age 88, of Atlantic, died October 19th at the Cass County Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Carletta Casey will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. William Bill Cron, age 64, of Templeton, died Monday in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial service for Bill Cron will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Agnes Aggie Gall, age 83, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial service for Aggie Gall will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Arlone Parker Moore, age 89, of Rural Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A private family graveside service for Arlone Moore is planned. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. News brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.